From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Defense expects deeper defense cooperation between Indonesia and Morocco. Strict monitoring on workers' placement in Malaysia is a must. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto, through his press statement on Saturday, expressed keenness for defense cooperation between Indonesia and Morocco to be boosted in the future. On Friday, Subianto received a visit from Morocco's ambassador to Indonesia, Owadia Ben Abdillah, at the Ministry of Defense office. The minister lauded the visit made by Morocco's ambassador to Indonesia and the defense cooperation established with Morocco, which is based on three pillars, comprising developing mutual trust, bolstering defense capacity, and encouraging independence of the defense industry. Next, we have strict monitoring in the placement of Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia, which is a must to ensure adherence to bilateral memorandums of understanding signed earlier this year. Presidential Staff Office Chief Expert Staff Fajar Dwi Wisnuwardani stated on Sunday. The official highlighted the MOU has stated the agreement to use the one-channel system as the only recruitment platform for Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia and prohibition of the use of other recruitment system, as well as commitment to integrate the system and involve various authorities on the system implementation. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, which has forged collaboration with a private company to bolster domestic tourism and the creative economy sector. Secretariat the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, Niwayan Giri Adnyani, remarked after signing the Memorandum of Understanding in Bali, as quoted from an official statement received on Saturday. Her administration considered it necessary to establish partnership with the hotel industry that has contributed significantly to the tourism sector. Now we continue with the international news. A senior official in Russian annexed Crimea accused Ukraine on Sunday of carrying out a drone attack ahead of planned celebrations to mark Navy Day, injuring five and forcing the cancellation of festivities. The accusation comes hours before Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to oversee Navy Day celebrations in his hometown of St. Petersburg and approve Russia's naval doctrine as Moscow presses on with its military invasion in Ukraine. Next, we have Sri Lanka's new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, has formally invited MPs to join an all-party united government to revive the bankrupt economy by undertaking painful reforms. He took office earlier this month after public anger over the island nation's worst economic crisis forced his predecessor Gotabaya Rajapaksa to flee the country and quit. In a meeting on Saturday with the influential monks of the Temple of the Tooth in Kandy, one of Buddhism's most sacred shrines, Wickremesinghe outlined his plans. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi will arrive in Singapore on Monday for a two-day visit, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed on Sunday. Ms. Pelosi is leading a six-member congressional delegation on a trip to Asia, which will also include stops in Japan, Malaysia, and South Korea. During the trip in Singapore, the delegation will call on President Halimah Yacob and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and meet with a number of cabinet ministers. The last news comes from officials in New York City declared a public health emergency due to the spread of the monkeypox virus on Saturday, calling the city the epicenter of the outbreak. The announcement on Saturday by Mayor Eric Adams and Health Commissioner Ashwin Vasant said as many as 150,000 city residents could be at risk of infection. The declaration will allow officials to issue emergency orders under the City Health Code and amend code provisions to implement measures to help slow the spread. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Spotlight of this week is on President Joko Widodo's visit to East Asia, strengthening Indonesia's economic cooperation with three countries. President Joko Widodo and Madam Iriana Joko Widodo returned to Indonesia in the early hours of Friday, July 29th, after making a working visit to three countries in the East Asia region, namely the People's Republic of China, Japan, and South Korea. President Joko Widodo and his entourage arrived at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Banten, after traveling for approximately 7 hours from Seoul Air Base Seongnam, South Korea. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, in her statement in Seoul, South Korea on Thursday, said that during this visit, Indonesia had succeeded in strengthening economic cooperation with the three countries in the East Asia region. In addition, the trust of both the government and the private sector from the three countries in Indonesia's economic growth is very strong. Retno Marsudi said the cooperative approach built by Indonesia was based on open, inclusive, and mutually beneficial cooperation. According to her, the trust of the government and the private sector from the three countries in political stability, economic growth in Indonesia is very strong. She also said that President Joko Widodo received appreciation from the leaders of the three countries for his contribution to peace and global problems. Even in the midst of a world situation full of rivalries, Indonesia continues to strengthen cooperation with countries in the world. Furthermore, she said visits to China, Japan, and South Korea strengthened global support for Indonesia's presidency at this year's G20. In addition, this visit will be useful in preparation for Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations next year, considering that the three countries have strategic positions in relations with ASEAN. In addition to meeting with the leaders of the three countries, President Joko Widodo also met with CEOs from companies in Japan and South Korea. In a meeting with CEOs of Japanese companies, President Joko Widodo said that Japan is one of the largest investors in Indonesia with a quality investment character and convinced them that Indonesia is one of the best investment places. In a meeting with the CEOs of South Korean companies, the president encouraged investors not to hesitate to convey problems in the field to the ministers or even to the president directly. He also emphasized that currently the Indonesian government continues to simplify regulation with the Omnibus Law of the Job Creation Act. Well, that was Spotlight of this week. I'll begin today in history with July 31st, 1944, the death of a French writer, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry is a French writer and pilot. He is best known for his short novel, Le Petit Prince, or The Little Prince, which was first published in 1943. It became the fourth most translated book in the world and was voted the best French book of the 20th century. It was translated into 250 languages, including Braille. This work by Exupéry has become one of the best-selling books in the world. Exupéry is also a commercial airplane pilot. Since 1929, he began his writing career. But on July 31, 1944, he flew to the Borgo in Corsica and was presumed dead. Turning to July 31, 1963, the Manila Accord is signed. The Manila Agreement, or also known as the Manila Accord, was signed by the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of the Philippines on July 31, 1963. This agreement followed up the meeting which took place from June 7 to 11, 1963 in Manila. This agreement contains the agreement of the three countries with the desire of the people of Sabah and Sarawak, which are states of Malaya or Malaysia, to determine their own destiny and will hold a free election. I'll end today in history with July 31, 1992. Thai Airways International Flight 113 crashed. A Thai Airways International plane crashed into a mountain in the northern city of Kathmandu, Nepal, and killed 113 passengers and crew. This plane departed from Don Mueang International Airport, Bangkok, to Tri Buffan International Airport, Kathmandu, Nepal. Investigations show that accident occurred due to a communication error between the pilot and the air traffic controller. All that was today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or email. First, I would like to reply an email from Kalab Abbas from Pakistan. In his email, he said he read VOI website on the information about human trafficking. He appreciated that Indonesia has taken serious steps to tackle the problem and help the victims. He also thanked Voice of Indonesia for sharing such an informative story. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for being our regular listener and also your compliment. As appreciation, I'll present you a beautiful song. So, happy listening.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup. untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia re-elected as president of the World Martial Arts Federation. On the sidelines of the 19th World Pencak Silat Championship in Melaka, Malaysia, Tuesday, the president of the Indonesian Pencak Silat Association, Prabowo Subianto, was again asked to become president of the International Pencak Silat Federation. Prabowo revealed that he had actually asked to be replaced, but it turned out that the members of the federation stated that he had not completed his mission. He then emphasized that as a former soldier, if he has not completed the mission, he needs to continue until it finished. When he was elected president of the World Persilat or Pencak Silat in 2010, his goal was to increase the number of members in various parts of the world, also to fight for the sport of Pencak Silat so that it can be officially competed at the Olympics, with the hope that the sport of Pencak Silat is known to the world community. It is recorded that 85 Pencak Silat federations have been formed representing their respective countries, or 29 countries have been added in the last 7 years. It seems that the mission that has not been carried out is that Pencak Silat is included in the exhibition sport at the Olympics. Because if there is already a sport being exhibited at the Olympics, usually it will be included in one of the branches being held at the world's largest sports championship at the next Olympics. Meanwhile, at the opening of World Pencak Silat Championship, which took place in Malaysia, Prabowo, who is also the Indonesian Minister of Defense and Security, said that Pencak Silat is for self-defense and not offensive violence. Defend yourself, your family, your country, and those who are poor, weak, and oppressed. Prabowo also emphasized that the Pencak Silat warrior is someone who is brave but never has hatred in his soul and body. Pencak Silat knows no hate and suspicion. Strong Pencak Silat warriors are on the path of truth, not the path of evil. That was My Indonesia.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
VOI listener, now we'll reply to an email from Paul Jame from France. He took a screenshot and sent us an audio recording in MP3 of French program to our email. Hello, sir. I'm really glad that you sent your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you so much. And here is a beautiful song to cheer you up. So happy listening.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you. for the rest of my life. Kaumbawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Sirigetuk Waterfall Gunung Kidul. Sirigetuk Waterfall is located in the hamlet of Mungguranto, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Province. It is about 33 kilometers from downtown Yogyakarta. Sirigetuk is one of the waterfalls located in Gunung Kidul, which flows into the Oya River. This tourist spot can be a choice while on vacation to Yogyakarta. The waterfall, which has a height of about 25 meters and is formed from limestone, has been around for about 2 to 15 million years. The water in the waterfalls comes from three different springs, namely Ngumbul, Kedungpoh, and Ngandong. the three springs meet and fall through the karst rocks on the walls of the Kaliyoya River. Green plants that grow around the river cliffs and waterfalls add to the beautiful and cool atmosphere of Sri Ketuk, which local residents often call the Slempret Waterfall or Bleberan Waterfall. The waterfall is named Sri Ketuk Waterfall because local residents often hear the sound of the waterfall, such as the sound of gamelan, especially from the ketuk and slompret musical instrument, while the name Bleberan is given because the amount of water that falls from the cliff changes like spilled water or bleber. During the rainy season, the number of waterfalls formed can be from 3 to 5, which spread to each side of the cliffs. To get to the Sri Ketuk Waterfall, you can walk with a distance of approximately 450 meters by passing through quite challenging terrain. Besides walking, you can also get to Sri Ketuk Waterfall by walking along Kali or River Oya to the location of the waterfall by using a raft. But before leaving by raft, you still have to walk 300 meters to the departure pier. You will be transported across the Oya River using a simple raft of assembled drums. From the top of the raft, you can see the beauty of the green cliffs flanking the calm and clear flow of the Oya River. At the Sri Ketuk Waterfall tourist spot, visitors can have various activities such as swimming and playing in the calm flow of the Oya River, jumping from the cliffs of the waterfall in various styles directly into the river, which has a depth of 7 to 11 meters. In addition, you can also try river tubbing while sitting relaxed in the middle of a floating tire. You can also walk along the river from upstream to downstream while enjoying beautiful river views. The best time to visit this waterfall is usually in the morning around 9 a.m. and the right season is during the dry season or the end of the rainy season so that the water looks clear. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
ain't no beginning. Head up, 'cause today you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe. Good, bad, the best will never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, just repeat this. Everyone has to know, everyone has to know.
Thank you so much for still sticking with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
The title of today's miscellany is Surabaya Institute of Technology Robot Teams wins International RoboCup 2022. Two Institute of Technology Surabaya or ITS robotic teams, namely Ichiro and Iris, managed to secure third place in the International RoboCup 2022 match for the Humanoid Soccer Kid Size and Middle Size League categories, which were held offline at Bangkok International Trade and Exhibition Center, Thailand, on Saturday, July the 16th. The supervisor of the robotic teams, Muhtadin, said that the two teams created humanoid robots in an autonomous robot soccer match and were required to score as many scores as possible against the opponent's goal in order to come out as champions. Humanoid robot itself is a form of technology implementation in the field of robotics that has the ability to imitate various activities and move body parts like humans. Mukhtadin explained that there were 16 teams from 12 countries competing in the Humanoid Soccer League Kids Size category. Representing the institution, the Ichiro team presented four humanoid robots with two different sizes, where the humanoid robot has a total of 20 joints and implements human sensors in the form of five senses. In preparation for RoboCup 2022, the robots made by the Ichiro team and the Iris team have been designed since last September 2021. Both teams prepared robots to take part in the selection match and used the same robot to prepare for the previous regional and national level Indonesian robot contest. They had to pass a series of selection carried out by the committee formed by RoboCup Federation. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah,
of Indonesia.
Hi. Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Nicky Zefania. Nicole Zefania, known as Nicky, is an Indonesian singer, songwriter, and record producer. Nicky's name is increasingly recognized in the international music industry, making her perform at Coachella 2022. Coachella itself is an annual art festival held at the Empire Polo Club, California, United States. Even though Coachella is called a paradise for indie artists, now big artists also perform at the event. At the beginning of June 2022, she released a single titled Before. This song is the lead single of her second album, Nicole, which will be released in August 2022. Carrying the theme of love, the song Before tells the story of someone who is missing a relationship that has been over. She also struggles with her feelings and tries to let go of someone who once made her happy. Well, listener, we don't have to wait any longer to enjoy a song entitled Before by Nicky Zefania.
You hit me in your dorm room. It was Halloween and I just flew across the globe. 22 hours just to see you, just to barely fit on your twin size bed and talk about your cool new friend who I never met, who you dated as soon as I left. Carolina autumn, it had been a year since I saw you, since we ended it. Had a year to grow into the girl you always wanted. Now we're holding hands. It's not quite friends, but not quite lovers, but we'll just pretend. You say it's complicated to make amends. Well, is that the way that we're headed then? And you couldn't answer me, though you could pull me in while I brushed my teeth and let your hands both freely speak, like I wasn't ever gonna leave.
Cause I'm looking at you and God knows you're not mine anymore.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya,
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Sedihku, ku meninggalkan dia. Betapa bodohnya aku. Dan kini aku menyesal melepas keindahan, dan itu kamu. Tuhan, tolonglah aku kembalikan dia ke dalam peluk.
aku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Kuakui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa. Cinta selain kamu, tapi tak ada yang sama. Beribu cara ku tempuh untuk melupakan kamu, tapi tak mampu.
Listener, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.